Good morning. It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update the markets here on a Friday. And hope Turkey Day treated you good there yesterday, Roy. And I know it did me. And, you know, you just it's one of those great American holidays where we tend to eat just a little too much, isn't it?
Well, Turkey Day always treats me well. And, of course, I'm at this stage now where the big thrill for me is having the grandkids all here. So, yeah, I like turkey, and I like dressing. I especially like having the grandkids around for the holidays.
That is an important part, being with the family and seeing them periodically during these what's, you know, kind of becoming a hectic time for Americans. But we need to spend a little time on the markets here, Roy. And, you know, right ahead of the Thanksgiving break a couple of days ago, a nice appreciation in the markets again.
It has been. You know, I sat here at the computer and look at my dead cat bounce charts, and oh, from the 11th of November up until just a couple of days ago, it looked like there was a really nice downtrend that probably was establishing the direction for the markets for the next month or so, and then bingo, all at once we got two days that were really strong, one of them up 16 and the other one fairly close to that, so it kind of washed out some of those sell signals, I think, that commercial or the spec traders were using.
And in that time, we've seen a big improvement in basis, haven't we?
It has been astounding. The basis here at Midwest Co-op in Cass County was a dollar under nearby futures about a month ago, actually, at least at the end of soybean harvest, and yesterday it was 65 under, so that's a basis improvement of 35 cents. And you know, if you have your beans in storage, or if you have bins to keep them in, that 35 cents is pretty much risk-free money. Happens every year almost.
All right. Now, I think I remember right. You said before we went on the air, you expect basis might improve even a little more.
Well, here we are at you know, Thanksgiving time, and we've actually got a month left of the year, and, you know, one of the things that I'm hearing is that there's not a lot of farmer selling being done, and that commercials are liquidating their positions, emptying their bins out because of the good basis, and so, you know, we could see this basis improve some more yet. I certainly would hope that it could, especially with corn, because the corn basis is still fairly wide. At 50 under, a soybean basis at 65 under is, say, moderately wide. So there's room for it to move.
Yep. I'm thinking back to your winning the game workshops and, you know, looking at the seasonality of things. Can you just, you know, kind of recap that, you know, what things look like in through the winter months now?
Normally we see in the soybean market a peak in the price somewhere around the 10th of November, and this year it happened to be the 11th, which is very close. But anyway, sometime in the month of November, early part of December, and then we see it gradually slide going into the middle of February. With corn, we normally see more or less a flat market in the futures, but see a basis improvement and see the carry from the nearbys to the July futures, giving people an opportunity to see some price appreciation there. So it's not normally a time of a big run-up in the futures market, but it is a time of appreciation in the cash market so that people that have got grain in the bins get paid for storing that grain.
Sure. So kind of looking out ahead, you know, opportunities to take advantage, especially like you said in corn, what are some of the things we should be watching for then?
Actually, the big thing in corn is just to sit tight with the corn in storage and watch for the basis appreciation as the winter goes on. And if this factor that I mentioned earlier really comes about, that the elevators are emptying their storage and they're going to need to buy grain to keep those elevators busy, then as the elevators and the commercials come into the markets, we should see that basis go from 50 under the nearby. Say we should see it go to 30 under the nearby fairly easily, and hopefully it might get even better than that, but somewhere in that 30 to 35 cents a bushel range would be, I guess, what I would expect.
All right. Now, like you said before, one more trading day left today, but it's a short day today. Markets open like usual, but then they'll be done at noon. And, of course, nobody at that point is going to care because the pregame show for Husker football will be underway at 11:30. So, but just, kind of the day after a holiday could set up to be interesting sometimes, doesn't it?
A lot of times what you'll see is that whatever the market does on the Friday after Thanksgiving does just the opposite the following Monday, and the reason for that is that most of the traders don't even go to work on Friday, so any order that might come in from a commercial, whether it's a buy order or a sell order, will move the market more than it normally would, and then when the traders get back to their desk on Monday morning, they look at whatever's happened and say, whoops, well, I need to correct that. And I've tried to test this theory looking at history, and basically what I've found out is that about half the time it works that way and about half the time it doesn't. So say don't necessarily hang your hat on it, but if you want something fun to watch at this slow time on the farm, why, there's a factor you can watch.
Thanks for the information. Oh, for folks that would like more information from you, there's several ways they can get that.
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com, my website.
All right. Thank you, sir. I'll let you continue to recover from yesterday, and we'll visit with you again next week.
I will be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets on KTIC.